we have a inyan of kahuna, and then you have mum, that you have the mum of a kayin and the mum of a balchai. Then you have at the end the parish of Mayadim. In the middle there's a parish stuck in that has a collection of two or three dinim, seem to have not that much in common. So it says, sorry, Kesayski Volad Shivashamtas Imoy, the Alocha that you have to wait for 8 days in Makriv. Then the din of Oisev Esbenoi Loisishcha to Biyomechod, the Isat Shech to Oisev Esbenoi, and then the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Shmarta mitzvah Shmarta Tzvoyz Hashem, Oisani Hashem, Oischal Hashem Kotchi, and so on. Very strange combination of three Alochas. The Halacha of Yom HaShmini, the Halacha of Oisez Benoi, the Halacha that you can't eat Karbonis more than one day, we learn from Taid of all places, and then Kiddush Hashem. And all of it is sort of the Hakdama for Parzim Ma'adim. So a very strange series of Halachas, and I'd like to try a little bit to understand where it is and the inyan in which it's, this is the Akdama for Parsim Adam the Torah. In the Etzim way in which it's set up, so first let's remember something in the Kudus. The Torah is telling us the Allah in his Korbanis, that you have to wait for the eighth day to bring a Korban. So the right way to say it would be, Vadava Shomer Shalemur, Kisakrivu Korban, Shari Kesavayz, Miyom Hashmini Ohali Yiratze. The Torah gives a history. The Torah says, Shoyer Kesev Eiz Ki Valid, V'hoyer Shev Tzion Tas Imoy. When a Shoyer Kesev Eiz are born, they should be 7 days by the mother. V'hoyer also called Mishra Hashem. So it's Ki'ilu, the way it's set up is that the subject is Inyone Shoyer Kesev Eiz. Shoyer Kesev Eiz, 7 days should be by the mother, the eighth day should be a Karma. So it's not a din. I mean, the whole first half is totally superfluous. It should be a halacha of what, just like the halacha is, certain korbanis are a year old, certain korbanis are 2 years old, certain korbanis are a Torah, certain korbanis are a yoina. Those are all, the Torah defines the pratim of the balachayim that are kosher for korbanis. The Torah doesn't go into the, it's not a din and shor kesev eis, ki yivolo v'shem z'daf zimwe. So the setup of the pasuk is strange. The next halacha is v'shor oiseh oiseh v'espinoi leiseh v'yemechad. So the Rishonim, come on, all the Rishonim have a similar mahalach. It's in Yevrachmanis. There's in Yevrachmanis to have, you know, to Shechtim one day, and all the Rambam, Rabban, Abba, they all explain it each, with a little bit of a different knage, but more or less, it's begedda to Tiris Rachmanis. The problem with it is that you can Shecht one at a minute before the Shkia, or if you know the right time, the minute before Tzeis, and the next one an hour later, it's not a problem. Mashein Kain, if you shecht the one at night, the other one you can't shecht for another 24 hours, basically. So it would the halacha would, if it was Rachmanis, it would be like it says by, it would be like Ken Sipper, that you can't do one in front of the other. But here, there's no, that's not the restriction. The restriction has to be one day, and it could come out to be within an hour. Or you should say you shouldn't be shecht one in front of the other, or and so on. If you don't even know if the mother was shechted or not, the halacha is that certain days of the year is when a lot of people are shechting, you're not allowed to. So it's very hard to say that the entire din over here is Megidur Rachmanis. It's just that the protim don't fit the Gidur Rachmanis. Then it says the halacha not to eat noisa. That halacha not to eat noisa, not to eat in more than one day, is a strange place to stick in this halacha. The halachas that we have until now, we would call the preparatory halachas of karbanis. The halachas of karbim itself, we already have. The halachas of how to be makriv, and so on and so forth. Now the Torah is telling me what's needed to prepare a karbim. What a kohen looks like, what type of animal I can choose. It can't be a balmum, it has to be a tam, it can't be something which is its mother was shechted, let's say it's Sugiyah Korbanis also, and it has to be for the eighth day. Fine. But the halacha of noisa, of eating in one day only, that doesn't belong here. It has other places where it is. and it shouldn't. I mean, this should belong to the to the places where it speaks about Kohanim eating it and Haktar and Akrava. It doesn't fit into this at all in any way. And then certainly the Indian of Kiddush Hashem here just sticks in here. I mean, you're talking about one of the extraordinary halachas in the Torah, and it's stuck in as sort of an afterthought with three halachas in Hilchas Karbonis. This is stuck in as sort of such a little afterthought. Very, very strange. And then the move to Ma'adim, I don't know Ma'adim, I guess Ma'adim have Karbonis, not very, very unclear. In halacha of the Kedushas Hazmanim, so first of all, in one more Ha'ara, in the din of Vishar Sarai says, well, the Sishot will be Yoim Echad. So the Gemara is Medayik. What's the Yoim Echad? It's the right way to say it. It was the most Meduyik way to say it would be Be'oisei Hayoim, in the same day. Now that's really the point of it. B'yom Echad, Yom Echad is not used that way. So the Gemara darshins two different drashas from Yom Echad. One drash Gemara says it's just like Laila comes before the Yom in Bria's Olam, where it says B'yom Echad, Erev Avoike Yom Echad. Here also it's Erev Avoike. The question being, why would I think differently? I mean, Kol HaTorah Kula, it's like that, and Shabbos is like that. We have drushes, and we have limudim. Why do I need it here? Some want to say because in Kachim, it's the Laila Lechayim, but it's not a Kachim halacha. The another possibility would be, like we said before, since it's a din of Rachmanis, I would take a think that, you know, from the morning till at night is one day, through the night, because that's when people work, and the second day is different. Maybe that would be another possibility. But it's tough to understand the Yom Echad. But the Chazal need a drush over here to teach me that the Yom Holach HaChalayla, just like Yom Echad. A second thing Chazal darshan is that B'Yom Echad means, normally when you buy a behema, you don't have to be choshed that there's a problem of oisei v'espinoi. There are certain days of the year when you do have to be choshish, because these were days that they brought a lot of karbonis and everybody was shechting stuff, so you have to be choshish. So b'yom echad means there are specific days when you're choshish for it. It's a drasha, it's not smachta, obviously. It's not, in any sense of the right, it's a din mihilchas roiv, choshish. It's not something that by any stretch could be even remotely connected to Raisa. But it's interesting that they would learn a pasuk like that, that B'yom Echad means those specific days. It's something about the B'yom Echad that would rather refer to a day rather than within a day. It's not like Va'oisei Hayoyim. Chazal Amadgish, the B'yom Echad means there has a certain Yichuzma. One more, in my Adim, it says, "V'amart aleihem moadei Hashem shetikroi samikroi kodesh elu moadei Hashem mikroi kodesh asher tikroi sam b'moy Adam." So one of the drashos Chazal darshan is, "Elu moadei Hashem mikroi kodesh." Ad until now, these were moadei Hashem, asher tikroi sam Adam, and now you're the one that is being kaver moyed. So it's interesting. Kilu Klal Yisrael, the Mo'adim of Be'etzim Adi Hashem, and Klal Yisrael is the one that's kaver shame and makes them in fact into Mo'adim. The thing I can think of closest to what I think the sense of Chazal is that it says by that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took everything, all the behemoth and chayas, and passed them in front of Adam Rishon, and whatever name he gave to it, that became its name. So the Nivroim Amitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Adam is the one that calls it by its name. I'd like to understand the parallel. In other words, what is parallel? I mean, it sounds very much like it, the way Chazal explained it. The Ma'adim Adam Hashem, just like the behemoth and chayas were created, and then Adam is the one that gets the chance to give it its name. What's the parallel? What's the entity we're talking about? Because Pesach is Pesach. I mean, what exactly is, we're kaved as man, but what exactly is the similarity to that mahalach of Adam being kaved as Shem and so on? So I want to start with v'oisei ves benoi and the opposite of zevach toil Hashem v'yomahu yo'ochel. Again, it doesn't say v'yomechad yo'ochel, it's v'yomahu yo'ochel. The word itself is the Socher Shavah says it in Noistesha. He used it very differently. I want to use that some Nakuda and be misvoyin on it. Our understanding of Zmanim is that it's something which it's a measure of things we do. In other words, something takes a certain amount of time, and it's a necessity. Whenever we do something, you know, it takes an hour, day, a week, so on and so forth. And we need to sort of apportion out different activities. We do it with a calendar. That's one way of looking at it. So there's a mitzvah of sukkah, and there's a mitzvah of Shaifen, and there's a mitzvah of tefillin, and each and every one of them needs to have certain parameters, and we figure out the right parameters for it, and we it's a time when it's best to do Shaifen, time is for that, and so on and so forth. The oimik of the inyan is much deeper than that. Just like we look at the world of chafetzim, the world has entities, and each entity has its tikkun, its kiyum. A piece of chaza gets its kiyum and its tikkun when we refrain from eating it. A piece of basa kosher gets its tikkun when we eat it l'shem shemayim. And that means its use has been, its purpose, it has a purpose within itself. And its purpose has been fulfilled when it's used for the right thing. It's true about people. A kohen has an avodah of a kohen, a levi has an avodah of a levi, zvulun has an avodah of zvulun, yisach has an avodah of yisachan, dan and naftali, and so on. Those are also elements. In olam shana nefesh, it means that each element has a kiyum of mitzadat metzias. Let's give an example where it's not like that. An esrig has different colors that are, let's say, yellow or green or white or black, and some are kosher, some are not kosher, and some are good and some are not good. It's not the pshat there's a kiyum in greenness, and there's a kiyum in yellow, and there's a kiyum in whiteness. These are attributes. Those are qualities within the entity. The noun is the esrig, and those are adjectives to it. So an adjective doesn't really have a kiyum, a noun does. So the noun is esrig and lulav and so on. That has a kiyum. A person's evarim. There's ramach evarim, and each one has a mitzvah associated with it, meaning that each eva has a certain kiyum b'teres eva. Each person, the difference between hashgacha on balechayim and hashgacha on adam is, each person mitzad atzmusay has a kiyum. There's a tachlis realized when Reuven's tachlis is realized in the Bria, and Shimon has a tachlis, and Levi has a tachlis. Balechayim, cows, have a tachlis, but there is cows. And that's why Adam HaRishon was Kairos Shem on the cow. That gave it its hagdara and its tachlis and its tafkid. But no individual cow has tachlis or tafkid and so on. Each cow is b'teiris that it's a cow, not b'teiris that it has its own separate metzias. Its own separate metzias is an adjective. The first cow, the second cow, the other cow, the cow in the front, the big cow, the fat cow, those are all adjectives, but they don't in themselves become entities with a tachlis in it. So we understand it about chafetzim in the Bria, that everything in the world has ein lechadova that doesn't have its mokoim. Everything has a mokoim. Everything has its place, and that's its mitzias and its tafkid. Then we understand people. Different people have a tafkid and unique to who they are, and so on, and a tachlis. Zman is the same thing. Each and every day has its mitzias of being an entity, and it has its tachlis b'toras zman. It's not an hour and a second, and so on, are entities that are not really. They don't have that. They're not a complete entity. They're a chelik of something. They really are adjectives. There's a half a day and a third of a day and 3 hours and 4 hours and 6 hours, but they don't actually have a mitzvah in itself. When the Gemara darshins, it's fascinating how when the Gemara darshins psukim, you get the teichen of it. Erev Pesach has special dinim in terms of Erev Pesach. The way in which we learn those dinim is because it says ach b'yom harishon. It's not the Torah doesn't say 6 hours. Why does the Torah speak like Chazal speak, Mechatzos, and so on? The Torah says it's a din in Yom Rishon, which means Erev Pesach. But qualitatively, it's weaker. Ach is a weakening. So the way we express the weakening is we do half of it, but it's half of the whole. It's 1/2. It's just like if we would say there's less Yisurim all day, to say there's many Yisurim for half a day, it's the same in you. There is no such entity as from Chatzos onwards as an entity. From Chatzos onwards is not an entity. Erev Pesach is an entity, and since Erev Pesach's Kedusha is of a weaker nature, we express it by refraining from Chatzos. But it's a din of Yom HaRishon, and it's an ach by Yom HaRishon. That's the why Chazal darshin it that way. And that's the understanding of that drasha. A day is an entity. Vayer vayvoke yom echad. You know, it's the unit of zman that is a noun. Is a day. Is a yom. And it's the most refined entities of the bria. It's the least physical, most ruchnis in a certain sense. But it comes also with a label, and it's a zman, and so on. So the Sach Chava says that oises benoy l'shot b'yom echad is because the avoda of the yom can't include two dairis in it. There's no day that encompasses two dairis in it, and b'meila it's mufka mitzad the yom that there should be two dairis in one day. So it doesn't make a difference that one is, if it's mitzvah rachmanis, the kshash is good. Why, if you have a short ben hashmoshes of 25 minutes in some places, then you can shecht. And 14 hours, if you start the other way around, you can't. The answer is it has nothing to do with how much time. It's part of the avoida. This is, and I'd like to extend it. This is how the parasha starts. The parasha starts. Shoyre kesev oyiski voleid. It's a halacha that everything has zmanim, and the 7 days, the first 7 days of Balchai, that zman is miyuchet for to be with imoy. It's the zman of the eighth day onwards that now it enters a zman that it's good for Akrabas Karbanis. And we complement that, we say, and then the next halach is Oises Benoi Yemechot, like the Nois Desha says, that you can't, a day doesn't contain in itself the Mechusav Avoida of having two Deiris being brought in the same day. And vice versa, when you stretch a Karban over 2 days, that's the same chisarin. You didn't give the karbanis, the most of the karbanis that require yom echad, means that you need to do it within 1 day. He adds a knech, the such of, he goes into that the yichud of karm toida, even though we learn other karbanis with chatas and asham and so on from 1 day, from Taida, but we learn from Taida, he says, because Taida, the yichud of Taida is that there's chametz and matzah, and adarabba, mitzadinyan of chametz and matzah and a Taida, it needs to be included in one day. In other words, it's a day that can include chametz and matzah. That's what a karban Taida is. I don't want to go off into that inyan, but agapana, that's what it is. And spreading it over 2 days is not a kiyum at avoda. The yom of a karban, which is a yom, because a person has, it's a yomtiv for a person, it's halacha. So when you bring a karban to a specific yom, the yom of Taida is a yom that contains in itself the totality of chametz and matzah as one unit. And spreading it out is mekalkal inyan of zman. So we let's skip the second step. Let's go on to the ma'adim. Ma'adim is has in itself, is this inyan brought out in its fullest. Our understanding of ma'adim is that we need to celebrate Pesach. There's a zecher for this. You celebrate this. You celebrate that. And b'meila we are the way which we do it. You can't have Pesach all year round, so we pick a week of Pesach, a day of Pesach, and so on. No. Pesach, Mo'adim, is it's the understanding. It's the understanding that Zman is an entity, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miyachid. Each day has its avoda, and we are koveya, what is the mohos of each day. Just like when Adam HaRishon took an animal and he said, this is a shur. This is a shur means that it's appropriate to eat it. It's appropriate to use it for karbonis. It's appropriate to plow your field, but not with the thing called hamar or sus, you know, and so on. The giving it a label, shur, meant that he was kaveya the tafkid, it's mitzias nebriya, mitoris, it's tafkid. And when something is a sus, it's tafkid is mochama, and it's tafkid is gegoya goa, and it's sus for reichvoy, and so on. That's the tafkid of a sus. Klal Yisrael, so to do it on objects that Adam HaRishon could do. To do it on zmanim, Klal Yisrael, Mekad Yisrael, Zmanim, Klal Yisrael can take a day and say, this is the day whose mohos is Shabbos, or that we don't do, that's Kvi Mekayma. We're Mekadish it, we still tzu to it, but it's like Kedushas Bechor, we have less discretion to do it. And Kedushas Me'adim, where that's what we do. And that's the Pshat, these are Mo'ade Hashem, the Me'adim are Hashem's. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the range of what it is that exists, the Shabbosim and the Yotovim and so on. And then we're the ones that are Kaveis and Ma'adim. We're the ones that take a day and say, this day is Roy to be this day is Roy to be this, and this day is Roy to be this. Even, I mean, when it says that Adam HaRishon labeled HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what's my name? And he said, Adon, and so on. It means that became the siyachsus de bayi olam came about to kvias Adam. When Adam says this is an Adon, then Adnos became it. That's how it finds itself in the bria kaviyachol. The bria serves it b'tayrus Adon. Zmanim Klal Yisrael was given possible mitzvahsin, and Klal Yisrael kveya the zmanim, and it becomes my Adam. So there's Mo'ed Hashem in the sense, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had entities of Sus Chamor and so on and so forth, and Adam is Kaveh each Bria, what its tafkid could be and would be. Adam is Kaveh Zman and gives it its tafkid and so on. It gives us a very different look on things. There's one Yontif that specifically shows it, and that's Shavuos through Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer be'etzem with kulei koveya it with counting, with kulei koveya it by giving yomim, it's assigned mitzias then we kaveh shavuos. In a certain sense, it even loses its calendar. The whole element of counting, the whole element of shavuos is minutik from zman. It started Mochus HaShabbos, which is deliberately obfuscated. It's a glaring issue. The Torah leaves it as ambiguous, and that's where the big machlois stukim and prushim came up as to what Mochus HaShabbos is, and it doesn't have a date. Shavuos is the Yom HaChamishim. It's not nikva on a calendar date. In other words, it's ke'ilu each day were boichen as to its metzias. It's the most tolin adam, in a certain sense, is our counting process that's kaveh itself. The pasuk says l'mnoise meinikin hoida, and we HaKadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvah sfiras ha'omer gave us the ability to count days. In other words, the Chachmei Kabbalah gave each day, it's a yichud, this is chesed, this is gvur, this is a chesed shevi gvur, this is gvur shevi chesed, and so on and so forth. The pshat is, every single day, the fact that we give it a number, a different number, distinct number, means that we are kaveh a certain mitzias. In the Maisa Sphira, we kaveh a certain mitzias on the day. It's not the pshat we count something that exists already, but it's the other way around. We're being kaveh a day, and that's why L'chatcha should do as early as possible, should be Tmimais, because if the counting was a counting on what has been, you know, the process of counting, there's a difference when you count or appoint. When I count how many soldiers are in that column, so the soldiers exist first, and then the counting is second. I'm counting some that existed before the counting. I see X amount of soldiers marching in a column. How many are there? Quick count tells me there's 100. So the soldiers are there first, and the counting is simply the description of a scene. But when I call out 100 soldiers, and I say, you, go here. So the count came first, and then they filled in the metzias. If the purpose of counting the days was to go in the to count a metzias that exists beforehand, we would count at the end of the day. One day has passed, 2 days has passed, 3 days has passed. We counted at the beginning, it should be tmimus, meaning it's preferable to include the entire day, because the other way around, limnois doesn't mean to count, it means to appoint. A minu is an appointment. We appoint the days. The counting means we place the days into the box. So we say this is going to be the first day, this is going to be the second day, this is going to be the third day. It's a certain harchava on understanding Avodas Hashem in a whole different framework. Let's give an example. If I come, there are things in the world that the measure of it is an amount. For instance, I need to buy paint to paint the house. How much paint should I buy? Well, I can buy a little bit less than needed, the right amount, a little bit more than needed. If I bought a little bit less, I might only be missing a square inch. It's not so nice, but okay. If I buy a little more, I might have wasted some time and money on a little more. Those are things where so that element, it's not the end of, you know, and more and less, it's not terrible. On the other hand, there are some times when you have discrete pieces. When, for instance, let's say a person is teaching a group, a person is working chinuch. The idea of, well, Let's say I did well with 98 out of 100. Two people, I didn't do well, and I felt it was my fault. There's no nechama in 98 I did well. But each one is a world, and you messed up this world, you messed up this world. There's no, it doesn't go with a little more, a little less. Each one is a total entity. And for this person, you know, a person says, Azad Lin Sadin, and the fact that I did well with others doesn't count. You know, it might count in the sense that if I say it's not my fault. But if it is my fault, then it's my fault. And there's no saying, I can't answer it. In the painting, if I painted the house, then you know, the fact that I have a little bit left over, it is a little bit. But when I'm dealing with person, each person is an entity. And there's no way around it. A person with zmanim, our basic sense of zman, is the simpler one. I know that I could have done it in one day, but you know what? It took a little longer, it took a day and a half. Or I did very well, you know, 350 days in the year. Well, good, 15 days was what's a patchkit, or whatever. So if we look at zman in a simpler sense, it's just a quality, just kind of an adjective of how long it takes. A little more, a little less, like the paint, not terrible. You know, if a guy bought an extra pint of paint, say that's not, it's in proportion, it's fine. But that's not zman. Our sense, Avram bo bayomim, l'nois yomeinu kein hoida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us days, to count days, so that we learn how to look at each day as a discrete unit, and as something which has its tafkid and tachlis. And if I didn't do it, mu'uvas layochol iskay. It's amazing. Mu'uvas layochol iskay. Chazal give two mishol. One, two examples. One example is that somebody had a mamzer, rachman atzal. Okay, that's a terrible avera, and you know, and there's concrete manifestation of avera, and you've destroyed Doris. Yes, mu'uvas layochol iskay. We can do tshuva many things. A person chas v'shalom v'chal Shabbos, do tshuva. But a person brings a mamzer to the world, okay, I hear. If you don't learn krishma b'zman, it's also mozir chliskoi. Fine. I mean, yes, but why can't I do tshuva? I can do tshuva on many averis, so I didn't do it b'zmanay. The answer is, that day will never come back again. There's no tikkun on that. Since it's something that's miyuchat to zman, it's not just that, you know, okay, it's after zmanay. It's the yichud of zman. It means that this is an accomplishment mitzad that zman, and therefore it's not just a chetimtzer that I have to lay 9,000 krishmas, and how do I lay 9,000 krishmas? I'm going to space them out, so I messed up a little bit. No, every day has its kavod z'mach shemayim. And this day went by, and it didn't have its kavod z'mach shemayim. It gives us an entirely different havana and tfisa. If a person has days that he patchkes, Fridays is like a patchka today, Sunday is like a patchka today, Shabbos is like a patchka today, Hashem. So it's not the pshat, well, I'm performing well 85% of the time, 90% of the time. No, Sundays are good, Mondays are good, Tuesdays are good, Wednesdays are good, Fridays. Fridays, no Fridays. It's something which is it's a pagam in something that is a discrete entity, and the success with 98 talmidim doesn't take away the terrible guilt for the two that be a dayim you did wrong with them. We don't measure it as one entity. Each day has its own mitzias. As a Chazal darshin, the yom echad of Briyas Ha'olam is the yom echad of Oisei Ves Benoi. It's one day. Each day, the Torah gave it over as an entity, and that's what it is. I'd like to extend this inyan to the next part of to the part about Kiddush Hashem, and a little bit of a deeper feel, a little bit of oimik to it. Kiddush Hashem is an extraordinary mitzvah. it's the normal understanding is these gimel averis are so chamuris that a person needs to raise a nefesh and so on. On the other hand, it says mutav shechalu shabbos achas that it should be mekayim harbe shabbosis. One would sense itself also that there's a cheshem to be made. A person is being forced to worship avodah zarah, but this person works on being marbitz avmuna and so on, and it's something which is what a shame if the person would not be able to continue afterwards and write a lot more svarim and avmuna and so on and so forth. Just like it's a svara that the Gemara gives for Shabbos. It's one of the svaras, but it's a svara that the Gemara uses, and mutav she the person should be mechal one Shabbos and shkibeni Shabbos. Same thing. Person worships avodah zarah once. Meiler ritzicha, we understand, but arayis and avodah zarah, same cheshm. The answer is a person's life. The Gemara says by Moshe Rabbeinu that when he wanted to live past his time, Kadosh Baruch Hu said that ein malchus chaverta nager b'chaverta kimol enima. By Shaul and David, each day has a person's life is measured in days and in zmanim. The zman at its deepest, mitzad a person, are the units of the person. Avram was born by yomim. Zokin was by yomim. Ki yovo yomo, it says in Yom HaMisa. Zmanim is, the person's life consists of zmanim. The sense, it's gvulus, it has a metzias in zman. And when a person comes across one of these the averis that require Kiddush Hashem, the zman afterwards is no longer his. We can't, the cheshbon of the zman can't overcome the cheshbon of he'll do a lot more mitzvahs. The person's life doesn't intrude into a zman that requires avodah zarah or gil arayis or shfichas damim. In Shabbos, yes, a person's life is bigger than that. And b'meila, there's a day when a person is mechal Shabbos for, in order to be shema, harbe Shabbosis. But in Mesiras Nefesh, it's not just a pshat, we cut a life short. The person's life was there to be Mesiras Nefesh. In other words, the fulfillment of the person's life is the Mesiras Nefesh at that point. All of the mitzvahs, because they're not a pchina of Kiddush Hashem, so the person's life is bigger, unless, with all the conditions that the Gemara says, whether it's b'fahesi, whether it's doing it for his own toilet, but I'm saying, within the parameters of Kiddush Hashem, the pshat is in all mitzvahs, the person's life is bigger. It's not a steer to it, and therefore, there's a cheshbon that better there should be 100 more days of Shmir Shabbos, and not end it now, even though now there's one going to be on Chol Shabbos. That's a good cheshbon. Kiddush Hashem marks the gvul of the Adam himself. In other words, if a person's life is there to culminate in Kiddush Hashem. It has the same sense of gvulus on the person as on the zman. And it's not the pshat the life is cut short. It's not the pshat that we are we're losing out on it. This is tachlis achayim. Like Rabbi Akiva said, kol yameis mitzdaya. Masa yavir davazel yodi v'kaimeno. The pshat is the entirety of his life was focused on being mekayim Kiddush Hashem. That's the unit of a life. The unit of a life is to be born until it's mekadosh Shem Shemayim. That's the span of a lifetime. And b'meila, the key of Kiddush Hashem is the deher of it. Al kaparim, just to sum up. So the Torah here gives us a parsha, understanding the parsha of Zmanim. And Kedushas of Zmanim, and Kedushas of Nefesh, of the world. The Torah tells us that Zmanim have a yichud. Each Zman is miyuchud for something. Each Zman has a tachus for something. And it should give us a tremendous chshivas for Zmanim. Especially if the Zmanim, each Zman needs its own yichud. There's a certain, a person needs to learn that Shabbos should have a Shabbos take a look to it, and Pesach should have a Pesach look to it, and Sukkot should have a Sukkot take a look to it. Torah gave us mitzvahs, but at the end of the day, it's a sense of the Zman. Each Zman, he has its thing. Even when Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu was learning, how Moshe Rabbeinu know if it's day or night, if Kosh Baruch was going to have Shabbat Shav with him, was day, if light, it was night. Each Zman has a certain oifi to it. It has a certain personality to it, a certain yichud, what it's good for. And like the itois that Shlomo HaMelech gave, a person needs to learn to use each Zman with an understanding of what that Zman is there for. Person needs to be careful not to intrude from Zman to Zman. That something, there's a Zman, one of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Finkel, who's a Shiva in Bradfell today, he commented once when tape recorders started becoming, very popular, and people would listen to music all the time, from music, good music. But he said a chazal, it says, Oysen kol yimeim chagim. They make all the days like yontif. He says, there's a Zman when a person can relax and listen to music, and a work day is not the Zman for that. There's a Zman for it. But there's something about all the things today that go into, whether it's the food that becomes ubiquitous, this, that, there's a tishtus hazmanim. You can work until a minute before Shabbos, and you can eat and you can eat shont on Tuesday. It has a certain sense, is this the Zman for it? There are things that are technically muta to do. Is Erev Yontif the Zman for this or not? Technically, halachically, there are criteria, but a person's feel for what Zmanim is, and to create, to bring out the Zman in the Zman, that's the Moyadim that a person is Kairoisam, Moadoi. There is a sense when a person Pashka's time, it's not just a percentage. A person has destroyed an entire Metzias. A person, when the Zman overruns, when something takes longer than it should take, he's losing something about the whole Metzias of it. If Toida is eaten in one day, you have the Metzias of Toida. If Toida is eaten over 2 days, you've wasted a day, and you don't have the Toida. Because it's Yichud, as Shtalon Zich Tzu, into one day is gone. And a person in the big in Yanim, a person in a person's lifetime, whatever Zman a person, Akash Baruch was maxed at each person, a person has to understand, it's we always think of it as being endless, our life, and something happened, Zeris happened, this happened, that happened. Akash Baruch Hu gave Limnois Yemeinu Kein Hoida. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the sense, since time is the closest, much closer to Nefesh than Mokom is, it's something a lot closer, a lot more real than Mokom is. It gives us a sense, a person's life has a tachlis, and the she'if of a person is not to live forever, but to realize his tachlis in his life. That's what a person's striving is for. Ato Musa of Yaakov said, when I see Yosef with the shlemus of Yosef, then my life has come to its tachlis. And that's why he's Yaakovina Lomais. With the person who says Ata Pama Musa is because I saw you, that person is Lomais. because he deherred his life. If everyone else, Misa interrupts, because life should be endless. It doesn't have a tachlis, so anytime you cut it, you cut it. But if life has a tachlis, it has fulfilled itself. And in that sense, it's endless. A cow is a complete metzias. A person, Reuven, is a complete metzias, even if it doesn't have Shimon's qualities, doesn't have Levi's qualities. A lifetime is a complete metzias if it realized itself, if it accomplished itself. And that's the sense. Mesiras Nefesh is seen not as an interruption of a life for greater good, but as a culmination of a life, as a realization of a life. Kol Yom is a mitzdaya. It doesn't have to be Chas V'Shalom Mesiras Nefesh, you know, where Goy comes and kills you. Mesiras Nefesh, it means that the person has used every moment of his time, every ability that he had, every opportunity that he had, every tool that he had to realize the tachlis. When a person has that type of shleimus, when a person deheres it, the shleimus of it, the tamimus of it, where every element is used because every element has a tachlis and it comes to its tachlis, that's when a person becomes, that's called Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem means that the entire life is summed up as a tachlis for one thing, and that defines what the person's chiyus is.